Hello, everyone, and welcome to day 17 of my Audio Mo. This is June 17th, 2016. I am Darcy Bernard at DHS Darcy on Twitter and also DHS Darcy on Audio Boom. And DHS Darcy most places, actually. Most places where you can have a username. I have almost nothing to talk about this time. And I know I say that a lot, but this time I really don't have anything. Well, I shouldn't say nothing, but I have very little. And I have to do this quickly, because I'm actually going to... Holly and I are about to watch the second part of the O.J. Simpson thing I talked about yesterday. Alright, so... I think what I'm going to do today is just a couple of very brief pieces of follow-up. And then I'll actually have some new stuff tomorrow. Alright, so first thing, the Voreal Kickstarter that I mentioned the other day is going well. They're nowhere near their goal, but I think they either had 15 or 16 people backing them as of just a minute ago when I looked. Doesn't look good though for them to reach their goal. They have like $1,600 and their goal was $10,000. So I don't know whether they'll make it or not, but, it might be something to look at if you are at all interested in Voreal. And as I've said several times, if you like listening to this kind of stuff, like to, spoken word stuff, then you might enjoy Voreal. And that's Voreal. So, Kickstarter's still going, and I definitely wish them well. All right, the second thing I want to talk about was a little bit the other day when I talked about some of the new features that I was excited about from WWDC. And one of the features I mentioned was that you can uninstall stuff. At least I'm pretty sure I mentioned that. If I didn't, then I guess this is new, but I think I did. That on iOS now, you can now uninstall kind of non-essential apps. And that is, like apps you're not interested in, you can actually uninstall them now. Well, apparently that's only partially true. You can uninstall the app, and any user data you have will go away. And maybe some of the actual app will go away, but not the full thing, because apparently, since a lot of the apps are so integrated into the operating system that they can't be completely removed, at least a lot of them can't. So, if you uninstall Mail, probably parts of Mail will still be there because they're so entrenched, but you just won't have access to it anymore. So I don't think it's going to save you any space. Like, if people are wanting to uninstall apps to save space, it's not going to do it. But what it will do is it'll make sure that you don't have all these leftover app icons. Like, I have a folder on my last page where I put all the Apple stuff I don't use, so I don't have to do that anymore. And I suspect then, probably, when you download, because you can re-download them all from the app store, and I guess when you do that, what will happen is the app itself won't download it, it'll just sort of get re-enabled. And that's kind of it seems like that would be such a big change to have all these apps removable, so I kind of wondered if that would be the case. I read an article. I think the article I read talking about this, the change, was either from, I think it was either from iMore or from Ars Technica. I can't remember which. I've been reading a lot of Apple blogs lately. So anyway, that's just that I'd let people know that it's not, you're not actually uninstalling the app really, is you're just more getting rid of your ability to use the app. All right, and the final thing I wanted to talk about was a little bit of follow-up from my audio from the other day where I said I wasn't sure about putting links. And I got a follow-up from Paula on Twitter, and I can't remember her Twitter name, and I should have looked it up before I started recording. But anyway, she told me she does Audio Mo as well. So if you do a search for Audio Mo on Twitter, you should be able to find her. She told me that you can you can put links into the description section of the Audio Mo, like in your Audio Mo description, because you have your title and then you have your description. You can put links in there. So that is good to know. So next time I don't think I'll have any links today, but the next time I do, I can link to them. All right, so this is a really short one, and that is all I have to talk to you about today, and hopefully tomorrow I'll have something original to talk to you about, and I'll see you then.